This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. When you are wanting to buy or sell a home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Rock on the Money podcast, episode 76. It's time to talk about your saving, investing, and protecting all those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along your path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your Dave Ramsey Master Financial Coach, along with Amanda, a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent, and we're so grateful you joined us. Call us right now with any questions, comments, 989-888-ROCK. Check us out on Facebook at Rock on the Money or the website at rockonthemoney.com. Okay, all you rock stars, we're going to change things up just a little bit on this episode. I mean, I'm still recovering from laryngitis, and Amanda is still recovering from a little procedure she had done as well over the summer. So we're going to share with you an interview we just did with the flight attendant who was able to nab an additional $40,000 on the sale of her home by using Amanda's service that she does, ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. I don't think we've ever promoted the fact that when you use ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, you're actually using Amanda, who all of us know her, we love her, and she's someone we can trust. So this flight attendant took a chance and used her and is sharing her experience. And she also talks about her financial independence status and little things that she did. It's only 15 minutes long, but I really think of a 15-minute podcast, you're going to learn a lot from this. And it's really good that you hear about a success story every now and then instead of hearing Amanda and I answering questions and getting mean at you about your 401k. So here's the interview. I know you're going to love this. It's really good. Thank you, everybody. We're recovering. We're coming back. All right, here's Jennifer and Amanda. Right. Jennifer, it's great to have you on the show, and we have Amanda here, and you guys have been working together on buying a house or something, Amanda, so selling. I'm going to turn this over to you, Amanda. Selling. This is all you and Jennifer, so I'm anxious to hear what happened, because
well, first like of all, happy. I want to say Jennifer is a rock star, so can you share with everyone just exactly where you are on your financial journey right now after this sale?
Well, thankful that we are debt-free in terms of we have no mortgage. I do have a Costco bill because I took Craig's advice and signed up for Costco. But I will pay it off in full, of course, because I have money to do that. But I did take advantage of the gold or executive membership to get the additional savings, whatnot. But anyway, that's another story. Our goal has always been, of course, to get our mortgage paid off before we retire, knowing that that's, you know, one of the biggest pitfalls for most people is having that hanging over your head. And when we moved to Las Vegas 10 years ago, it'll be, we thought we were in our, as I've been hearing the term, toe tag home.
The home that we will be carried
out. Well, because it was a great one story. You saw the pictures, a beautiful resort community. But the one thing about that home that I didn't love was the fixed costs affiliated with it. Mm. After the mortgage went away, between HOA and sports club, everything was a la carte. You know, it was fantastic. It was great. But I just always looked at that fixed cost that was going to be hanging over our heads that would never go away. And it was substantial. I mean, it was, you know, there was a local HOA for our community. There was a master, you know, like I said, sports club a la carte, golf a la carte. And I am a former accountant. I'm a flight attendant for 21 years, but I was a former accountant in my life. And so, you know, those are things that have always been important to me is keeping, you know, our costs low. And, you know, we are flight attendants. We make a great living. We have a great lifestyle. My husband is also a flight attendant for Southwest for 26 years.
Oh, wow.
So we've been married almost 21. And I will say that's the one thing I hear you mention that when you're talking about people and couples and relationships. Mm-hmm. One of the great things for he and I is we've always been on the same page.
That's
you know, about money, finances, you know. I said our arguments are we saving enough, you know,
and
we've
always been
big contributors and you know, Roth IRAs and we're HSAers. We had started looking at communities where we knew the fixed costs would be less. And so I've been hearing about the Choice Realty Connect. And, you know, there's great realtors out in the area we were in. But I just you know, kept hearing that. And I thought, I'm just going to, you know, check it out. And I didn't realize 100% that it was you that would be making that connection. You know, of course, got the referrals, made our choice, and which was very, you know, easy. We ended up going with a gentleman named Alex, and his wife is actually his partner. You know, I liked that concept because I feel like my husband and I are a team. The marketing side of it was fantastic. He did a, you know, a kind of a coming soon.
Yeah.
Got the house out there, marketed it. So when the listing actually went live, we had 4 full asking offers in 5
days.
Now,
did you get those offers with sight unseen, like just from the photos?
Several were actually three people did not see the house live. They put in the offers, and then during their due diligence, a couple of them came to see it.
Yeah.
All right. So after you fill out the form, Amanda reached out to you, and then what did you say? In 24 hours, you got a couple of referrals from real estate agents, which Amanda, these are like the top agents out there, right, for her area?
Yes.
Okay, so
yeah, you'll get matched with up to three agents that are they're the top 5% rated.
And so Jennifer, you got the referrals, and then what, you had to pick between several of these?
Yes.
Is that how that worked?
The one that came in last, I had already communicated with two of them, and so I was kind of overwhelmed. And
yes.
And so I just, you know, reached out and just said that we'd already made a decision.
Yep. Awesome.
You know, thank you for reaching out. And I'm sure they're used to that. You know, and initially I was nervous about even, you know, the whole selection process, and it all worked out.
So your overall experience of this, not knowing anything about referrals or Amanda or anything like that, what did you think of the process? How was it? Was it pretty easy?
It was easy, seamless. You know, real estate is an emotional
thing
or transaction. And the transaction we had with the new home we're in was not 100% positive. And in the past, we've always had very positive experiences. Actually, used to live in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. We sold the house without even actually a realtor because we had a girl that knew we were moving and she wanted to live in our community, and she wrote a letter and left it on our doorstep. I mean, we've had really positive experiences, and we've been fortunate that when we have sold, it's been at a good time. So I was still a little burned from our transaction with this house, you know, and so, and I think that's why I decided I was going to step out of my comfort zone and look for somebody that was not within our community, our direct, you know, I mean, it was still Henderson, but in terms of our resort community, you know?
Right. Yeah. A lot of times you're overwhelmed with advertising in the area. And just because someone has a big advertising budget doesn't mean they're the highest quality.
Right.
Exactly. And that's what I said. I told my husband, I said, I'm not looking for somebody that's got a billboard
because
I'm coming into my community. And there, you know, and there are some, and then not to downplay them because they do a great job, but we just decided we needed kind of neutral, I guess, neutral, you know.
And you're right. It is emotional. And that's why just so we're clear, I don't personally find the connections. I'm with a really wonderful brokerage, and that we have like a team of experts in every zip code in the country. So that's how we're able to make those connections. Obviously, I'm one person and wouldn't have all of those connections, but my brokerage does. And that's the reason you get up to three, is because it's emotional. And that way you have an opportunity to make that emotional connection with one, with whoever you select. So they're all going to be really great. But again, it's who do you make the best connection with?
But Amanda, these are like the top rated in those zip codes. How does that work?
It's the top. They're in the top 5% rated in each zip code.
Oh, wow.
Well, and like I said, the two that I interviewed, they were great. And I will say the kind of on the flip side of that, you know, Alex kind of made it clear they won't just work with somebody because they've been referred to him. You know, he had to, you know, feel like we were going to be good to work with as well. Right. So, oh, you know, we were kind of interviewing each other. And I think that was when he said that, I was kind of taken back initially, but I thought, well, that's smart because, you it know, you don't want to work with people that are difficult.
Right. And then, and then you put in a lot of effort and it's not really worth it.
Yeah. Well, and a salute to him, the photographer that he uses. I mean, he was amazing. And I was there the night of the shoot. I made sure I was there and I was like, you know, moving things and helping him set things up and saying, oh, you need to come get this, you know, the sun's on the mountain, you know, different shots. And he was cute. But
let me update everybody on that real quick.
Billboard realtors.
Yeah, let me update everybody on that are listening. So what was is... What, Alex is the one who had the photographer come out, redo your photos for your house?
Yes, he came out to do, we did an exterior shoot first to do, it was kind of like a coming soon.
Right.
Yeah.
And he had that out there for about 10 days as a teaser. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and then he went back in and when the listing went live on the MLS, they had added the interior pictures that they came out and took after we had moved out. Right.
So I saw these photos, Amanda, that you shared with me, I'm like, I wanted to buy the house. The photos were amazing.
I wanted to buy it again.
It's amazing that a realtor went through that. He knew exactly what to do. And so it's obvious he is in the top 5%. I mean,
which is so important right now when, you know, like you said, with COVID-19 going on, people are just almost relying 100% on the photos to make their decision.
Mm-hmm. And she netted 40,000 more than she thought she would get because of the realtor, which and you said covered all of her cost.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It did. And, you know, when we did move here, it was at a time when the economy was down. Yep. So we were very fortunate to get the home at a very great rate. And of course we had initially done a 30-year when we first got here, but we refinanced after a year down to a 15. And then, of course, we'd been paying extra, but then
I mentioned, you're a rock star. Yeah, you are poster child.
I have to admit, I mean, I'm a nerd at heart still. I love, you know, finances. I'm so thankful for meeting Craig last year. I only wish I'd met him 10 years ago.
I actually did meet him 10 years ago. I'm like 12 now, Craig.
Amanda is one of my best friends. I mean, she's a great friend.
Well, I was wondering how y'all had met. Yeah. So you've known each other. Okay. Well, that
long-term friends. No, she's
good
great.
Chemistry that's, on the podcast.
That's why I mean, this is something that she does on the side, but she's very good at it. And she is, I'm telling this, I'm being honest. This is someone you can trust. I'm just saying that there's no bias in there, is there?
Well, there's a little bias.
but she's a great person and she is someone you trust. And anyone that knows me says, I will not promote anything that I wouldn't, you know, use myself. So, no, she's good. And it's obvious from your experience. Would you do it again?
Oh, yes. And I have told a few other flight attendants. Of course, I've referred to Alex to some people locally because of our positive experience. But,
of course.
I'm just thankful that you guys are able to educate the masses. I appreciate that Craig opened up, you know, the Facebook group to our local flight attendants initially and then opened it up to the public. I mean, I have family members I've got on there listening. I will say, for the last 20 years, I've been trying to educate flight attendants on the jump seat about making sure, you know, I will tell you this, in training 21 years ago, I told everyone, start out at the 10%. Initially, of course, we were a lot poorer back then, but with 401k. And then I bumped it up over the years. I was doing 25, 30% a couple of years ago. And then I started diversifying some of that. I wish I had, you know, started participating with the Roth 401k a lot sooner than I did. I have to tell a quick story. Years ago, I'm flying with this young guy, and he's telling me about how he took a 401k loan out for his honeymoon. And I just said to him, I said, if you have to take a loan out to go on a honeymoon, then you don't shouldn't be going on a
right.
honeymoon.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And my husband and I, we got married right before 9/11. Mm. We were scheduled to do something big. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we chose not to, but I will tell you, our first big vacation, we'd been married for about 5 years, and we don't go unless we can pay cash. You know, we save, and I don't, you know, I know a lot of people end up paying for a vacation for, you know, the next 10 years or whatever, so.
Can you say that louder to the people in the back of the room, because they're not listening to anything we're saying? Are you a
Well, and even I will say this, before the 401k loan for a honeymoon,
yeah.
I had a gentleman that worked, he was an accountant with me at my former job in Baltimore. He took out a 401k loan to buy a rifle so he could go hunting.
I'm not and I shocked. Was like, I've heard everything. I've heard it all.
Yeah.
And people want to argue with I'm done arguing. I mean, you do you, but it's wrong.
Yeah.
So
well, I have said from day one, you don't touch your 401k loan ever, or your 401k ever.
Nope.
You don't, you know.
We only coach if you're late stage foreclosure. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you coming on to the show and sharing your experience with Choice Realty Connect and Amanda and the amazing work that she does. And you say you're debt free now and you got $40,000 extra out of the house and you had a great realtor because of Amanda. And that's amazing.
I don't, you know, I kind of feel like and I refer to flight attendants because, you know, we basically all know what we make and I feel like we're, you know, pretty free openly talking about money. And I just don't feel it's taboo. I feel like we kind of maybe some of us grew up, you know, you don't talk about that. But I just feel like it's important, you know, to know. And we have, the ability to make extra because we can fly more. You know, we're not on a fixed salary. But I'm a nerd. I track everything. And I finally... My husband and I always said we needed $3 million in the bank to retire, and I'm just happy to say we actually are over that now.
Wow!
Congratulations!
Wow, rock star!
But my goal is to even, you know, I mean, I just turned 51. He's 61. He is 10 years older than me. So, but you know, we're not going anywhere yet.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, and you're at halftime. You got plenty of time left.
We're excited to just keep. Yep. Saving, but also enjoy. That's one thing I've had to learn too. You need to be able to enjoy it. And my mother-in-law taught me that. She says, go out and do these fun things while you're young and you can enjoy them. And then you guys can sit in your rockers on the porch and have memories, you know? So,
but that's important. And that's even Dave Ramsey says that, you know, once you get past your baby step seven, it's, you know, enjoy life, right? You've earned it.
I have to give Craig a shout out. I, back in my early 20s, I moved to D.C. I worked for Senator Hatch from Utah. I grew up in Utah, so I worked for Senator Hatch, and I used to listen to some of the shows that he was, I was it a sound engineer that you did, or production, or on some of the radio shows in D.C.?
You were working for CBS, right, Craig?
Yeah, Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK.
Oh. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, Don and Mike. I used to
see Don
and Mike.
G. Gordon Liddy.
Yep, and G. Gordon Liddy.
old school.
I was a closeted Howard Stern listener. When you work in Mr. Hatch's office, you have to be a little more conservative. But I had a coworker that we commuted together. We listened to Howard Stern in the car.
Yeah.
I felt a little racy.
I was also a closet Howard Stern listener in college days. Yeah.
And I worked temporarily at CBS Radio right when Howard Stern went to Sirius XM. And they brought me on as a social media guy right when they switched over to this free FM thing. This is old school.
Okay.
And they had David Lee Roth was replacing Howard Stern. I'm like, wait a minute, what happened? And then I had to somehow fix that. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this free FM thing? But anyway, that's old school. But yeah, there you go. All right.
So I kind of feel I have a kindred spirit in Craig. I felt like we probably crossed paths at some point in my D.C. Maryland days. And
that just brought back a bunch of memories. So anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, my name was Backdraft. That I used to work with the Junkies, the Sports Junkies. So they always called me Backdraft for radio, but no one ever used my real name. I wasn't on the radio, but I was doing their websites, and this is like in the early 2000s. But anyway,
Well,
Thank you for coming on. This was amazing.
You're welcome.
And I think a lot of
people now you're famous.
You're famous. You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget, check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.